Just a note to say that this is the concluding episode to our podcast series, Welcome to the Planetary Labour Market. If you haven't listened to any other episodes of the series, I recommend you go back to the first episode, An Incomplete Prediction. So we started this podcast series with a prediction of a future to come. And I want to end it with a trip into the past. And this is a story that starts at the sea. The year is 1519 and the Portuguese explorer, Ferdinand Magellan, is about to leave Spain on a voyage that will change the world forever. It's a voyage that will claim the lives of two-thirds of the 280 men who begin it, lost to shipwreck, disease and murder. A voyage that Magellan himself will never return from, following his death 2 years later. But for the lucky few who will return again to the Spanish port of Sanlúcar, they will have completed the first ever recorded circumnavigation of the globe. From Spain, south to the tip of South America, across the Pacific to Southeast Asia, skirting the Indian Ocean to the Cape of Good Hope before returning north to Spain. And from this point on, the world slowly began to shrink. No longer was it an endless plain stretching out for eternity. It was contained and limited. It could be reckoned with, mapped, with all four corners brought into a singular whole. The process of shrinking was slow at first, with new shipping routes opening up across the globe, increasing the flow of people and goods. It gathered pace with advances in technologies of transportation and industry, before information communication technologies, the telephone first, then the internet, sought to place us all into the largest communication network the world has ever seen. In this series, we've looked at one very small element of these changes, the creation of labour markets that exist at the planetary level. We've spoken to workers like Javier in Colombia, making a living and supporting his family during the COVID-19 pandemic, working 60-hour weeks for companies around the globe. Like Lisa, fighting against the alienation of automated systems that are often incomprehensible. We've heard from Johnny in the USA, making more money than he could ever have dreamed of on OnlyFans. And Sonia and Tamara, coming together with thousands of other freelancers to fight for their livelihoods. I think about what I've learned through talking to all these different people. What conclusions I can draw, but they defy singularization. Each person, each story is unique, as is their relationship to the platforms through which they earn a living. What is clear is that workers rely on platforms to make ends meet. They're of central importance to their working lives, but this process is often complicated and difficult, with workers facing an inability to understand and comprehend the functioning of these digital systems. At Fair Work, we believe that all work can and should be characterised by fair pay, fair conditions, fair contracts, fair management and fair representation. Platforms ultimately have the power to improve standards and the ability to choose to. We're actively campaigning to improve conditions for gig workers around the world and hold platforms to account. And you can find out more at fair.work. This episode was written and produced by Robbie Waring, and music was composed by Louis Bolaise.